We're doing Avat Chesed. We're up to the 9th chapter, and the Chafetz Chaim is going to focus on Bo Yevuar Bitul Ta'anat HaYetzer Shebal Yidei He'elem Yediyah U'Fitur. He's going to try and fight the Yetzer Hara that precludes us from doing kindness because we don't know and we think it doesn't apply to us. So the Chafetz Chaim says, V'yesh Anshim Sherafuya Mitzvah Shegmulut Chesed Biyadam. There are people who the mitzvah of doing kindness with their fellow man is weak in their hands, Mechamat Ha'elem Ha'idiya, because they don't know enough about this mitzvah. Haynu Shne'elam Meitam Godel Chiyuv Shel HaMitzvah VeGodel Tzchara. And that's because people don't understand how great our obligation is to do favors, do kindness for our fellow man, and the great wages that God will pay us back for it. Shehem Sovirim Shirak Hanagai Shara U'Midah Tova Ba'alma. People think, yeah, that's a nice way to behave. It's a good trait. You know, there are extra pious people, extra modest people. There are also extra kind people. You'll notice that ordinarily, it's the same group of people that are always volunteering to do everything. You ever notice that? Look around, see who volunteers, and you'll see it's a small group of people that are repeatedly, they're the ones who are volunteering, and they're the ones who are doing the goodwill. They're the ones that are in charge of the shul dinner, and they're the ones that are in charge of the fundraising, and they're the ones that are in charge of the bikur cholim. Somehow the same people are always doing everything, and that's not the way it should be. And people have a misconception. They think, oh, it's a nice thing to be kind. You know, there are nice people who do that. But they don't realize, they don't understand that really it's a biblical commandment. To do acts of kindness for our fellow man is a biblical commandment. Like the mitzvah to build a sukkah, to shake love and wear tefillin in the morning. A parent called me last week. I circumcised their boy, and they had a certain question. They wanted me to look at the circumcision. So I came, I looked, I said everything's okay. They said, we're so sorry we troubled you. I said, wait a second. How many mitzvahs seidoraisa did you guys do today? So they started thinking. I said, I just visited a sick boy, right? He's ill. He has to heal from his bris mila, from his circumcision. Didn't I just do bikur cholim? Bikur cholim is to check the ill and see what they need. I just did a biblical mitzvah. You gave me a biblical mitzvah. How many mitzvot do we have that we do that are biblical? Many mitzvot we do are rabbinic. We don tefillin every day. That's biblical. We say shema. That's biblical. We say shmona esrei. It's rabbinic. Most of what we do, we make blessings rabbinic. Most of what we do in the day is rabbinic. There's very little that we do that's biblical. So I said, you know, you gave me a big mitzvah. I just did bikur cholim. I visited the boy. So anytime you want, just tell me and I'll jump on the opportunity. It's a mitzvah. And people have to remember that. This is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Re'eyachi. See, brother, says the Chafetz Chaim. Kama chaserim anu b'mitzvah zo. How lacking we are in this mitzvah. Lo kama tochot matrech ha'ish ha'israeli besukah. How much does a guy work to build a sukkah? A guy goes out and buys the wood, and then he works for hours to build the sukkah and get the schach and put up the schach. Vilulav, a guy schleps out to the shuk, and he chooses the right lulav and the right esrog. It takes quite a few hours, takes a lot of money. And the same thing is true with all our mitzvahs. We work pretty hard to get the mitzvahs right. How much do tefillin cost you? It's a lot of money, a mezuzah. It's biblical, but it costs money, it's work. When a person buys his lulav, he doesn't sit back and say, gee, I feel bad I spent so much time buying my lulav and esrog. No one does that. Everyone's happy. Look at what an esrog I got. Look at what a lulav I got. On the contrary, a person's happy. Look at what I succeeded in doing, the mitzvah of Hashem. He's happy he got the mitzvah. So we have to learn from that to the mitzvah of Gmilas Chesed. And that's the way it should be. A person should think, how many years do I have left to live? At the end, what am I going to be? Earth on the ground. And now, I merit to do such a big thing. I merit to be the servant of the King of the world. When it comes, someone asks you for a favor. Could you help me load the car? So a guy thinks, well, I got so many things to do right now. Someone asks us for a favor, suddenly that's like the last on our list. We have every other reason not to do it. But that favor, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a biblical mitzvah. And how poor is this mitzvah in our mind? Anytime it's a little bit troublesome for us to do something, we push it off. When was the last time a person called his parents? His grandparents. You make their day. When was the last time a person sat down and wrote a letter to his grandparents? Makes their day. How long does it take? 10 minutes? You got a mitzvah d'oraisa, just like the mitzvah of wearing tefillin in the morning. You made someone happy, that's chesed, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And even when we do the mitzvah of chesed every so often, when we do it, it's like, ugh, we do it with a krechts. We push ourselves and we're not happy about it. I'm going to stop my life to do him a favor. When in truth, if we think about it, we're doing a biblical mitzvah. You know, we get up in the morning, we say Shema, we say, we put on tefillin. This is huge. I just got a mitzvah, I'm helping someone. So it's a matter of perspective. Bezrat Hashem, next time the Chafetz Chaim will pick up by giving us an example.